We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal quotes first from the Shulchan Aruch, Osur Lelamed Bischar. You're not allowed to teach Torah for money. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'oisi Tzivo Hashem. Hashem instructed me the Torah. Hashem taught me the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says. And the Gemara learns out, Ma Ani Bechinam? Afatem Bechinam. Hashem says, just like I taught Moshe Rabbeinu for free, I didn't charge him tuition or anything. So when you guys are teaching Torah, you teach it for free also. Val Torah Shebichsav, Mutar Lekabel Schar, Bemokim Shenohagulito. Regarding teaching Torah Shebichsav, Chumash, Tanakh, you're allowed to accept payment in those places where the custom is to be paid for it. Aval al Torah shebal peh, osur litoil bechol mokoim. But regarding teaching Torah shebal peh, a person is not allowed to accept payment anywhere. Ayin b'shulchan aruch, ho'inyin, take a look in Shulchan Aruch, where this topic is discussed. Sheyesh chiluk ben Torah shebichsav le'Torah shebal peh le'inyin kabol aschar. That there's a difference between the Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh regarding permission to take payment for teaching. We mentioned this in the previous year, we'll mention it again, that today, nowadays, the fact that people do pay even for Torah shebal peh, one of the ways that we get around it, that the Shulchan Aruch mentions, is that you're not paying for the teaching of the Torah, you're teaching for the babysitting service. The fact that the teachers are taking care of your kids from 9 to 3 or 9 to 4, they're babysitting it, that's what you're paying for. You're paying, or you're paying for the Beatles man of the person who's teaching. You're paying for his time. The fact that if he weren't doing this, he could have been doing something else, you know. So that's, but to accept payment, to accept payment for teaching Torah Shebal Peh, the Shulchan Aruch tells us one should not do that. In other words, that should not be done based on certain reasons. I want to mention that today's shir is being given Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka or Reina, Bas Australia Victoria, whose yahrzeit is today, the 28th of Nisan. She passed away 2 years ago. This is the second yahrzeit. Malka or Reina, Bas Australia Victoria or Bas Yitzchak. She should be a Meilitz Toiv for her children, for her whole family, for all of Klal Yisrael. It's a shim. Okay, now Rav Nosson Zal says, Al Pi HaMaimar, this halacha is going to be based on the chapter in Likutei Moran that's entitled Tehila LeDovid Areimim Chalakai HaMelech, B'Simen Yud Beis, chapter 12 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar Miroisha LeSefa. Study that entire chapter from beginning to end well if you want to have a solid, solid foundation for this halacha. However, Rav Nosson Zal usually gives us a summary of it. In the paragraph coming up now, he's going to summarize for us the main things that we need to know as an introduction to his discussion. V'haklal, to summarize what it says there. Ki machmas shehatzadi ko'emes shechideish zois ha-toira, choyom muchroch lipoy le'eze shgia daka kechut ha-saira, lebechinas smoila, b'shaas amiras toirosoi. He's going into a long, long run-on sentence a little bit. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, the Gemara tells us that there's two sides to the Torah. There's a right and a left. There's a famous pasuk, Oirech Yomim Biyamina, Ubismoila Oisha V'chavoy, that the Torah on its right side has long life, on its left side it has wealth and honor. And these are major yesoidos in Sifrei Kabbalah, that when we talk about kaviyachol, the right, because the Torah and Hashem are one. The Zohar Kodesh makes that famous statement, Kutshibrichu v'Yisroel v'oraisa chadhu. So whatever we say about Hashem applies to the Torah. Whatever we say about the Torah applies to Hashem. So just like we say, this pasuk tells us that in the Torah there's a right and left, and on the right side, you have arichas yomim. On the left, you have wealth and honor. So too, kaviyochel, by Hashem. By Hashem, there's a right side, kaviyachol. This doesn't mean in any physical form, because Hashem does not have any physical shape or form. This is on a spiritual level. There's a concept of a right side, which represents chesed, ahava, arichas yomim, and there's a concept of a left side that represents midas hadin, gvura, wealth, kavod. All of those are associated with the left side. There's a pasuk in Navi where it says, mitzofoin zohav yoasa. Gold comes from the north, and north is the left side. We know that we always picture ourselves facing east. Kadima, kedma, we're facing east. When you're facing east, the north is on your left. So the north represents wealth. It represents gvurois din. When a person would say, but 1 second, wealth is a blessing. True, there's a lot to say about this, but we know, for example, in Shmon Esrei, when we ask for rain, it's called, the first mission in Tainus is Mazkirin Gevurois Geshamim. Geshamim, Geshem, which is Parnosa, comes from Gevurois, from the left side. And there's a lot to learn about it. There are hundreds of pages in Likutei Halachos all over the place that touch on this and explain it in all kinds of different ways. That's not our topic for now. For now, this just we know that we're addressing the fact that by Hashem and by the Torah HaKadosha, there is this right and left, and in the Torah, and usually the right side is preferred. The preferred one is the right side, the more important one, the better one. However, Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran that the great tzaddikim, they focus on the right. But if they stay only on the right, we're going to be in big trouble, because then the world's not going to have no parnasa. Period. We ain't going to have no parnasa. So therefore, Hashem forces even the greatest of tzaddikim who prefer to stay on the right. They prefer the arichas yomim. They're not interested in money. They're not interested in kavod. They're not interested in wealth. Still, Hashem knows that Klal Yisrael needs parnasa. Im ein kemach ein Torah. There's a need for it, just like when the Jews went out of Egypt. They acquired tremendous wealth, rechush godoil. When at Kriyas Yamsuf, they acquired much more wealth. Why? There were so many department stores in the desert that they had to shop at, that they needed all of these money. The answer is, Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, they were headed towards Matan Torah, receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, which was an incredible high level of Torah. It's called Hizboinenus HaTorah, a very deep level of Torah. And just like the Mishnah says, Imein Kemach Ein Torah, that for any level of Torah, for the smallest level of Torah, you need Parnasa. The higher a level of Torah you want to achieve, the greater a level of wealth that's required. Rabbeinu Zal says, for this Hizboinenus HaTorah, it requires incredible Ashirus. That's why the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was very wealthy. Moshe Rabbeinu was very wealthy from the chips of the Luchos. The Luchos were made of very precious stone. And the Torah says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaPsoiles Yeshel Psol Lecho, Shnei Luchos Avonim. The Gemara says, HaPsoiles Yeshel Cho, the chips will go to you. And the Gemara says, Mishom Nisasher Moshe. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy. Rabbeinu Zal has an incredible chapter, Torah Samach, in Likutei Moran, where he expounds on this a lot. He explains it a lot. So we see that there's a need for money. There's a need for parnosa. There's a need for ashiras. Now, if the tzaddik's going to stay only on the right, we're not going to get it. So Rabbeinu Zal explains here that Hashem forces the tzaddik to make a slight wrong turn. It's called a shgiah daka, in a sense, a tiny mistake, in a sense, and thereby veer off course to the left. And as soon as the tzaddik realizes it, he jumps right back on course. But that momentary slip, in a sense, that he made, that he was on that left side, is enough to make available, to open a Pesach for Klal Yisrael to be able to receive Parnoso, Shefa, etc., etc. This is what Rabbeinu Zal goes into there in major depth. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is jumping in the middle, like, and he's giving us one of those sentences there in Likutei Moran that summarizes this. And he says, this applies specifically to Gemara. when we talk about the limud of Torah Shebal Peh, which was said by the Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, all of these great rabbis. So he says there that because of the fact that the tzaddik ho'emes shechidesh zois ha'Torah, the great tzaddik who introduced that Mishnah or that Gemara, that whatever it is, because of that, because of the fact that hoyamuchrach lipoy le'eze shgiyah daka, he was forced to fall into some tiny error, kichut hasaira, like a hairbreadth, lebechina smoila, to veer off to the left, bishas amiras toirosoi, at the time that he was saying over his Torah, for what reason? Kedei shal yedei bechinas smoila yekabel shefa uparnosa la'olam, by making contact with that left side, that would enable him to receive shefa and parnosa for the world, ulahamshich lehem oisha v'chovoid, and to draw ashirus and kovoid to the world, to Klal Yisrael especially, into the world. Machmazeh yesh betoirosoi bechinas tzadikim yelchubom upoishim yikoshlubom. Because of the fact that at the time that that Tano or Amoira was saying his Torah, Hashem forced him to go off course and back on course in that sense. So therefore, his Torah has in it a right and a left. And now when we learn Gemara today, there is this choice. There is this right and left. Throughout all the words of the Gemara, all the Mishnayis and all the Tanoim and everything, in their words, there's this right and left, and each person has the choice to choose whether they choose to go to the right or to the left. Meaning, there is this concept of tzadikim yelchubam upoishim yikoshlubam, that tzadikim will go in the path of the Torah and it'll lead them to self-improvement, it'll bring them closer to Hashem, etc., etc. Upoishim, and major sinners, people who don't really want to come close to Hashem, people who don't really want to, yikoshlubam, they will stumble in the Torah. The Torah itself will mess them up. They'll learn Torah, and the Torah will teach them how to be conniving, shrewd, how to go against Hashem, how to do what Hashem doesn't like, to be arrogant, to be all the wrong kind of qualities. Dahainu, sheyesh bo mashmos toiv, umashmos lehefech, meaning that the words of the Torah Shebal Peh, the words of the Gemara, have in them a mashmos toiv, a proper meaning, a good, healthy derech, and the opposite. They have a wrong derech inside of them. Ki hamashmos lehefech nimshach al yedei mashohoyo hatzadik muchroch lipoil kechut hasayro lebechina smoyla. That other option, that other direction, not the right direction, that other direction has to be, came about as a result of the fact that the tzaddik was forced to veer off course to the left in order to be mamshech parnosa. Ki ikar ha-parnosa mismoilo kanal, because we said the main parnosa comes from the left side. Umachmazeh, and because of that, haloimdim she'enom hagunim, those people who learn Gemara, especially Torah Shebal Peh, and are not sincere, they're not really doing this for Hashem, they're not really doing this to improve themselves, to improve their midos, to become better people, they're doing it to become big shots, they're doing it to be in control, to become leaders, recognized leaders, and then they'll be in charge, and then they'll have all the kavod and all the wealth, and etc., etc. Those people who are not hogun, they're not sincere, they're not doing it for the right reasons. Einam royim belimud toirosoi kiim hamashmos lehefech. When they learn the Torah of the tzaddik, when they learn the Torah Shebal Peh, they see the other side. They see that other way. It injects into them all kinds of conniving and shrewdness that can be used to swindle people out of money, out of other all kinds of things. Bechinas upoishim yikoshlubam. As the pasuk says, that those who are poishim, they will stumble in the Torah. In that same Torah will mess them up. V'toirosam hu rak lehisyaher ulekanter. Their Torah is only for the sake of arrogance, you know, to receive honor, or sometimes even worse, lekanter, to try to show up the religion, to try to be able to make fun of the religion, to show that they know better, in a sense. V'alkein heim choylkim ala tzadikim. And for this reason, many of these lomdim, people who are masters in Torah Shebal Peh, big lamdonim, are choylik against the true tzadikim. Because from the study of Chumash, Rabbi Nazal says there, a person does not acquire the title Lamdan. V'ikar ha-Lamdan humi Torah Shebal Peh. The main title Lamdan applies only to Torah Shebal Peh, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. Ki mehatorah Shebal Peh nase etzloi peh ledaber al hatzadik osok begaiva vavuz. Rabbi Nazal says there, that these people who are not learning Torah for the right reasons, the Torah Shebal Peh is what gives them a mouth to speak out against tzaddikim, to make fun of tzaddikim, and to say all kinds of things, to find fault with the true tzaddikim, etc., etc. Now, one of the things that this is referring to, one of the things is the time of the Baal Shem Tov specifically, where at that time you had the Baal Shem Tov and his students, who were tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Shamayim. You look at their Sforim that we're privileged to have today, the few Sforim that we have from them, whether it's from the Mezritch Magid or Reb Mendel Vitebsk, whose Yortzeit is this week, this one, the Bnei Yisachar. You see their Sforim. These people had Shas, Shulchan Aruch, Bavli, Yerushalmi on their fingertips. It's all there. You see it. You see what they're quoting. And yet, unfortunately, during their time, due to major Lashon Hara and Moitzi Shemra and all kinds of suspicions because of the fact that prior to them, you had the incident with the Shabtai Tzvi and those things, there were many Lomdim, many big Talmid Chachamim, who the minute they heard the term Tzaddik or miracle worker or Baal Shem, right away disqualified. They assumed that this is no good, it's bad, we have to stay away from it and steer the people away from it, etc., etc. And many people came out very severely, you know, severely attacking the Hasidim at that time without ever really looking into it, without ever really researching it properly to see, is it true? Are these accusations true or not? Especially against the Balatanya at that time. There was all kinds of heavy, heavy stuff. And Rabbi Nazal here in Likutei Moran is addressing, he starts off there asking the question, how could it be that people who learn Gemara can speak out against tzaddikim? It doesn't seem to jive. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there exactly what took place at the time that the Tana was first making his statements in the Gemara and how that created a potential that now you can choose either way. When you learn Gemara, you can take out of it. The Gemara can give you a mouthful of venom to speak against tzaddikim, or the Gemara can improve you in every different way imaginable, to improve your midos and your brain and everything about a person. That's the person's choice. That's the bechira. That requires tefillah. That requires all kinds of things, preparation before a person says. The Gemara says, what did the rabbis do? Before they learned, they said a special tefillah. After they learned, they said a special tefillah. Today we sit down to a Gemara like we're sitting down. Some people like they're sitting down to a comic book. Because no big, you know, what's the big deal? You open it up and you start reading. What, you know, I don't need a teacher. You know, I can do it myself. You know, that kind of thing. And people don't realize that this is elokus. This is heavenly. This is heavenly knowledge and wisdom. And there are all kinds of prerequisites to assure that the person is going to learn it the right way and be able to extract from it the right thing and not the opposite. And again, this is where people ask a question, how could religious people do such terrible things? You know, we see, you know, this person was a Talmud Chacham. How could he? Rabbi Nazal explains here how it's possible to be a Lamdan and Rachmona Litzlan, very destructive to oneself and to Klal Yisrael. Ki hatzade koemes, ki sheloimed hatoyra shechidesh hatana, oy tzaddik acher. Rabbi Nazal explains there, when a true tzaddik studies the words of the Tanoim or the Amoraim or other great rabbis, azay nase bechinas neshikin, they make an incredible bond between themselves and the Tana who spoke those words of Torah. There's a neshikin, a kiss. His lips and his lips merge together on a spiritual level. Bechinas izdabkusa rucha barucha. The Zohar HaKadosh calls it that the two ruchos become attached to each other. The Gemara says that whenever you quote a statement of a Tana, his lips move in the grave. Siv soisov doivavois bekivroi. When I say over a statement of one of the Tanoim and the Gemara, his lips move. Why are his lips moving? That's marames to this kesher between the lips of the ones who is saying over the Torah and the lips of the Tana. There's a yichud, there's a union, a spiritual kesher that's made between them. Ki shchinto bein train sadikaya yasva. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Shechina sits between two tzadikim, between the tzadik who made the original statement and the tzadik who's studying that statement. K'may shekosov, as the Pasuk says, tzadikim yirshu eretz. Tzadikim inherit the land. And Eretz is one of the nicknames of the Shechina. In the Zohar HaKadosh, it's brought Eretz represents the Shechina. Tzadikim, plural, two tzadikim, yirshu eretz. The Shechina is between both of them, between the original rabbi who made the statement and the one who's studying. When they merge, the Shechina is what unites both of them together. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Study that chapter in Likut Imran well, so you'll have a much better, clearer idea of what he's referring to here. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use this as an introduction to explain the halacha that we mentioned, the halacha about accepting payment or not accepting payment for Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh.